This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Tell us something we don't know.
Tell us something we don't know.
Time to do some learning, Gab, with another round of Tell Us Something We Don't Know. Are you ready to learn?
I'm so ready to learn. I can't wait to see what we find out today.
All right, 13 12 16 is the number to call. Tell us something we don't know for your chance at the mystery prize. That is one of the things we don't know, what the mystery prize actually is.
Totally.
We've heard rumours and apparently it's quite good. Now, Jess is on the line. Jess.
Hi.
The challenge is yours. Tell us something we don't know.
I was just knowing about that the brains of adult men, they're larger in size than the women's brains.
Yes.
About by 10% because men generally need more muscle mass for a larger stature. So that's because they need more neurons to control the body.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to say, and this is where I think we've stumbled across our first technicality, is that I knew the brain size business, but I didn't know the rest of it. So, Gab, where do we stand on that?
Well, I don't know, because I was about to say it might be bigger, but it's not as useful. But that's just a random comment.
It might be bigger, but we don't use as much of it.
I guess... You knew half the facts.
Yeah.
Can we give half a prize?
Well, I don't know what the prize is, so maybe we can. How about Jess, we just give you the prize? Because at least you wowed us with a little bit of extra stuff.
That is true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations. You're a winner. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
And now we have Jenny on the line. Jenny, what's your fact for us today?
What year was Hudson's first built? 1909.
The what, sorry?
What
Hudson.
What
year was the Hudson first built?
Okay.
It's the type of car.
Okay, Jenny.
We
didn't know, and that's fine. That's great. But can I just critique your work there? We needed an explanation of what a Hudson was, so the Hudson motor vehicle would have been nice. Not that it would have helped us.
That'll work.
Yeah, but also
I was thinking the Hudson River. Yeah. Like it's man-made.
But also maybe leave a gap between the question and the answer just so we have some time to think rather than going, what year was the Hudson made and then straight into 1900 whatever.
Oh, well, what year did it finish being made then?
Well, it doesn't matter because we don't know the answer.
Again, we didn't even know that the Hudson was a car, so you are well and truly a winner.
So it's okay, don't get me wrong. You have still won, so congratulations and thank you very much for the call.
Terrific, thank you.
Exciting for some. This is probably the last time we're going to talk about Married at First Sight.
Yep.
But others, devastated that it's coming to a close because it has been quite the dramatic season. It has just been explosive. Oh,
it's been a season that has dragged non-watchers of the show normally in to watch the show, including myself.
Because bombs have just been going off every ep.
Yeah.
But what happened last night was an interesting one because we've heard rumours over the last couple of months that Troy and Carly ended up together outside
of the
experiment.
Yeah, there were those photos. Yeah.
There were photos in New Idea of them doing a bit of a grope in a park.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, ooh, is that for real? Well, it was confirmed last night that, yes, they are a couple. They showed up to the reunion dinner 6 weeks after the experiment finished, hand in hand.
Lovely.
But their PDAs were a little over the top.
Yeah.
Well, they were a lot over the top. There was a bit of a package showing them as a couple and showing their first dates and whatnot. They went to a park. They were on a balcony. They were on a kitchen bench. And they were eating each other's face. Like, there is no other word to describe it. Hands were going everywhere.
Yeah.
They were all over
just
each other.
Full on.
And that's in public places. Right. Then they get to the reunion dinner and, again, sitting on each other's laps, kissing, canoodling, cuddling the entire time. And I get when you're in a new relationship, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And you do want to have your hands all over each other. But when you're in a public setting, sometimes
tone it down a little.
You need to draw the line.
Yeah.
Because PDAs, they're a bit
You're not keen on a PDA?
I'm actually not keen on a PDA. No. My boyfriend and I are very...
private in your displays of affection.
Yeah, like I feel very uncomfortable doing those kind of things in public. Like a peck or a quick kiss or holding hands I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But anything more than that and I start to feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and when I see other people doing more than that, exactly. And so I'm wondering if that's where the line should be drawn.
Yeah.
But then there's the other side of the equation where people are like, if you love each other, show it.
Show it.
What's the problem?
Yeah. All right. Well, give us a call. Tell us what you think. Are you keen on a PDA or not? And Luke's on the line. Luke, what do you reckon?
I'm always keen on a PDA.
Right.
But once hands go wandering, that's my line. Nah, okay. That's too far.
Yeah, so when you're grabbing it and stuff, then that's
So you're okay with eating each other's faces as long as the hands stay in G-rated places?
That's correct.
That is a rhyme, Gabby.
I know. I just realised that.
That is the start of Gabby's first PDA-style poem, which will be out on Friday. That's nice. Well done. Okay, so what are we talking? Just hands down to our sides or a gentle embrace or hands behind our backs whilst we're having a little PDA peck? Or how does that work?
Gentle embrace is okay, but once as the G-rated places, they stay there, that's all good.
Okay.
Okay, so back and shoulders and arms, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem with that at all.
Now listen, kids say.
All right, time for another round of Stuff Kids Say. Gab, I haven't done this in a while because my kids got a little cluey as to when I was recording them or not and would just shut down. They basically, as soon as they saw that my phone was recording, they're like, nah, Dad, I'm sorry, you're going to have to pay us in order to say stuff.
Pay in what? Lollies? Toys?
Toys. Toys is the go at this point in time, the chosen currency. So, you know, we were playing hardball for a while there, and I said, nope, no deal. But, as it turns out, yesterday, Sammy came home. He's the six-year-old. He came home from school. He's in year one at the moment. And in year one, apparently, they learn about a whole bunch of different stuff, including bugs. And yesterday, he came home after school, and instead of, say, playing on his iPad for a little bit, he went, Dad, I'm going to draw some pictures. I'm
That's
like, that
nice.
Is awesome. And he drew pictures of ants, different ants. And I thought, well, mate, if you're drawing pictures of ants, obviously learning about ants, can you tell me some stuff about the different ants that you've drawn? And this is what he came up with.
It's called a meat gliding ant and glides to scoop its prey.
What's another ant that you've learned about?
It was a cunning spiderweb ant.
Mm. Okay, and what does it do?
When it gets catched in a spider web, it can get out by cutting itself out.
Do you know any other ants?
There's a jumping ant.
How do we know if it's a jumping ant?
Because its nest is different. It's like a big volcano.
Really?
Oh. But small.
Who would win in a fight between an ant and a spider?
Probably the ant, because it has its big jaws.
Big jaws. Thanks for teaching me about ants.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. There were three ants that I'd never heard of before. I'm like your standard brown ant, that's fine, a sugar ant, and maybe a fire ant, maybe a green ant, okay? I didn't know there was a spider web cutting ant, a meat gliding ant, which glides. It glides down.
As in it flies?
Yep.
It's got little wings?
Well, I said that. Does it fly? He goes, no, it glides. I'm like, okay, there's a difference. But,
right,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
there's so many ant facts that I was unaware of.
And the jumping ant, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. Just amazing.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
I have no words.
Did you write some notes?
I did.
Excellent. There'll be
big
questions.
Big jaws, volcano nest.
Yes. Big volcano nest, only small. Remember that.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.